It all began when I was given a vinyl of Criss Cross, Jump. My mother brought it me, and I was like, this is some good stuff. That same year, I was given the Snoop Doggy Dogg, Doggy Style mixtape. And that was my first like exposure to explicit, right? And I was like, yo, this is good. I could really get into this, and then it evolves from there.
How do you describe your music?
I would describe my music as soulful, spiritual, diverse, dynamic, conscious, poetic.
As I try to maintain such a mind state, equilibrium, keep the balance mind.
So what made you realise you wanted to be a rapper?
It seemed like a cool thing to do, a good thing to do. Especially when, you know, you reach a certain age, puberty kicks in, your voice starts to break. And I like to sing a lot. When I was little, I was always singing more than rapping. You know, as soon as I found that crisscross, that Snoop Dogg thing, as we talked about earlier, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do this for fun. I wasn't really writing anything. I was just copying other people's tracks. Just having fun with it, basically. And then gradually, as I got older, taking it a bit more seriously. I still have fun with it, but, you know, taking it more seriously and thought, this is, I could do this, really. You know, it's a good thing to do. And there we have it. And now you have J-Cat.
Well, I'm a Nash Band general who plays this position. In any mission I'm given, I give it my all. I work hard and I believe so.
Do you make music with different people, or is it just a solo thing?
I collaborate with people all the time. You know, we've got the internet now, so it's easier to collaborate. You know, people send ideas over.
What do you aim for when you're putting a track together?
I aim for just making a good track. Myself, personally, I don't tend to put out anything that I'm not 100% happy with. So if I'm not feeling it, it's not going out. But I always know when something is going to be good or not. And so that's why more time, I'd rather take my time and put something out that's worthwhile than just, you know, churning out tune after tune.
What influences you when you're putting music together and writing it and collaborating with different people?
There's a vast amount of influences, and I'd fail to mention every one of them, so here's just a few. Like, we've got Tupac, rest in peace, Biggie Smalls, rest in peace, Bob Marley, rest in peace, Michael Jackson, rest in peace, Whitney Houston, rest in peace, R. Kelly, Mobb Deep. You've got people like P. Diddy, 50 Cent, we can go old school, we can go Smokey Robinson, I could even say Gary Barlow's inspiration also. And also, like, association.